Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Birchie, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Expectations have been risen by that tease by Gator. What do I have to live up to this week?
Listen, just your everyday brilliance. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less.
You're too kind.
So what was the sense down there today? Or do people feel like things are afoot as we approach a trade deadline? Or is it standard operating procedure and we're going to talk about it and it's going to get written about, but not likely much will happen?
No, as much as I love the term, are things afoot? Is there any scuttlebutt going on? There doesn't seem to be a whole lot. Dan Campbell even said today that he doesn't expect the team to be all that active, if at all, at the trade deadline. Doesn't mean they won't, he clarified. But when you look at this roster, it's hard to target a position of clear need. And if you added a starting caliber level player at any position, you have to wonder, who are you displacing? And right now, with this roster only getting healthier, it's hard to envision a player coming in here who would be better than the guys they have. Certainly, they might make some depth moves, but I don't foresee them making a move that would cost anything more than, say, a sixth round, possibly maybe fifth round pick swap. And the positions of theoretical need might be cornerback or offensive line, or obviously defensive end is the one that everyone points to. But I don't think we'll see anything major before next Tuesday.
Let me throw two names at you real quick for guys that might just fit that exact billing of somebody that you can get for a later round pick. And maybe one of them isn't. But Jalen Phillips from Miami, and also Ifeatu Melifonwu from Miami. Now, the Dolphins are donezo. They just fired their general manager, and you know they're committed to the coach for the rest of the season. But I think the writing's on the wall there. They got to make some changes here. And these are free agents at the end of the year. They'd be rental players. But you know, one in Melifon was a guy that we've seen before, and they know if he fits in the culture or not.
Yeah, I think if we threw in a fourth round pick, we could probably just acquire the entire Dolphins roster through it. And decide which players we want to keep among those 53. You know, Melifon was an interesting name, not one that I've heard floated out there by anyone. So I like the fact that that's unique. I think part of the calculus for the Lions had to be changed, like necessarily had to be influenced by what they saw last Monday night when they rolled out four reserve defensive backs, and all of them excelled and probably lessened their urgency to make an addition in the secondary, because Melifonwu wouldn't come in as a starter unless you possibly feel like Kirby's going to miss some more time. And then, yeah, Jalen Phillips is interesting. I think if you just size up how they would prioritize defensive ends or target defensive ends, you know, you want to look for the guys who fit the bigger, longer, rangier profile, who can set an edge and collapse a pocket, as we talked about so much, opposite Hutchinson, more of that 6'5", 265-plus type mold. You know, maybe someone like Jermaine Johnson from the Jets would fit that profile. That's why I mentioned Tyree Wilson last week. I think those guys make more sense than another name that people have kind of seized on who is Arden Key. So the profile of pass rusher or edge rusher they would be seeking would be the bigger, more physical, pocket-crushing type player. But let's not forget, they expect to have Davenport back soon, and we'll see how long he is back for, obviously. And they expect to get Josh Pascal back to practice in the next 3 weeks and hopefully back in the lineup by November. So reinforcements are coming, whether or not they make a move for defensive end before Tuesday.
But I think even you can feel the collective wince from Detroit when you bring up the name Davenport, because
sure. Yeah,
of course, if he's healthy, he's great. But the problem is he's never been healthy for more than a couple of games. And so to pass up on the opportunity to fortify that position because you're expecting to get a guy back who's perpetually hurt, I guess, is kind of, eh.
Yeah, I'm not advocating they don't add depth. I think if there was one position where it would make sense to bring in some reinforcements would be defensive end, just because, as you said, Davenport is an unknown, and Pascal kind of is too.
Back
we'll
injury,
see when he
yeah.
gets back out there. Back injury, as Campbell said today, and obviously we haven't seen him at all this year. So, yeah, look, you can, like in baseball, you can never have enough relief arms. You can never have enough good pass rushers or defensive ends, but let's not forget that Al-Quadin Muhammad has emerged as a legitimate complement to Aiden Hutchinson on the other end of the defensive line. And when I was catching up with him yesterday, you know, he feels like he still has a lot left to do. And, you know, that's a guy that Dan Campbell coached as a rookie with the Saints back in 2007. And it took them 8 years to reunite, or 7 years to reunite. But now that they have, we see Muhammad taking his game and maybe his career to new heights. And as Hutchinson said, you know, he's putting a lot of good stuff on film that not a lot of people may have expected him to this year. And maybe he's setting himself up for a payday next year or this offseason, which was funny coming from Hutchinson, who had just broke the bank and taken every penny left in the Lions piggy bank.
Health-wise, Decker, do you think he's going to go this weekend?
Yeah, they expect him to go. He wasn't practicing today, but they do expect that he'll be ready to go on Sunday. That's obviously encouraging. Kirby Joseph will not play. He has not practiced this week. He's only practiced once since suffering that second knee injury back in week 4. So it makes sense for them to give him another week of rest. Terrion Arnold is trending in the right way. They expect to have him back out there Sunday as well. So they like where their defense is at. It feels like it stands in stark contrast to last year when they were just hemorrhaging players at this point, and now they're feeling the reverse effect of getting a lot of key guys back.
And the third down stuff, it feels like everybody offensively brought it up. Are you getting a sense for the commitment to, especially third and long? I mean, third and long's tough to convert for a reason, but 0 for 20 on third and 10s or more's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Kind of surprising.
Definitely, especially for an offense last year that was, you know, top 5 and third down, and it suddenly plummeted to bottom 10 in the NFL, not befitting the talent on this team, the weapons they have, the maulers they have up front. Dan was on the radio with us a few days ago and referencing the myriad issues that they had, even just in that Bucs game. And, you know, he pointed to the protection breaking down on one play, or a running back missing a block on another play, or Jared not getting through his reads on a third play, or the call not being right on a fourth play, or Goff missing a receiver. And it really, if you go back and look at that tape, when they went 3-for-13 on third down, like, if you look at the first half, 4 or 5 missed plays, they all highlight what Dan's talking about. And in most cases, they involve players with proven track records of success. So that does feel like something that will self-correct a little bit. But it's also on John Morton to, as he said yesterday, find more creative ways to get the ball, not just to J-Mo, obviously, on third down, but also to St. Brown, who is becoming a clear double-team target, a bracket target on those key third downs, and J-Mo has as well. I think, you know, if I was going to make one critique about the passing game, especially on third down, it feels like, if you go back and look at the plays, that too often J-Mo in particular is running routes that are redundant to other routes on the field and ends up running himself into windows that would just be ill-advised for Jared Goff to attack. And in the rare cases where he has been open, they just haven't been able to connect. But, you know, we heard about it yesterday. Morton approached J-Mo on the practice field before a practice this week and kind of aired it all out and told him that he has failed him and told him that he wouldn't blame him for being mad at him. And J-Mo took it all in stride, said no sweat and said all the right things. And those guys emerged from that conversation with a clear understanding of how they're going to attack this thing moving forward. So I think hopes have been kind of restored that J-Mo can get back on track in the second half here, and that should solve some of the third down problems.
Last couple of years going into the bye week, the Lions are actually playing pretty well, and they come out of the bye week playing really well. Do you think anything's going to change this week?
Nope. Especially with the way that Jared Goff and this offense have really gouged the Brian Flores defense for the past 3 years now. Just incredible numbers from touchdown to interception ratio to the passer rating. And look, part of that certainly owed to Frank Ragnow and his ability to decipher that exotic blitzing defense that the Vikings employ. But, you know, Graham Glasgow is no slouch in that regard in his own right. And Jared Goff has come an exceptionally long way in the way that he can diagnose a defense and make the right checks at the line. So you have to feel really good about the way this offense should operate on Sunday. I think if the Vikings can pose problems in one area, it might be with their interior pass rush, which is something kind of new they've added this year with Jonathan Allen and Jonathan Grenard and kind of an emerging young player in Jalen Redmond. But, man, you also feel good about the way that those two young guards for the Lions just keep rising to the challenge, Tate Ratledge and Christian Mahogany. And I love how Dan Campbell pulled them both aside coming out of the bye. This is on Monday, and told them, hey, you're not young anymore. We're halfway through. You guys are vets now. And when I asked those two about that this week, they were like, hey, we totally agree. Like, as Mahogany said, there is no more time to waste. As Ratledge said, there are no more excuses to not come out and perform. Like, we view ourselves as vets now, too. And Ratledge, you know, he'll tell you, as soon as he got here, he heard from every coach, every teammate about the standard in the offensive line room, and his goal was to not let there be any drop-off. And, man, between he and Mahogany, they've done a pretty good job of fulfilling that aim.
Bertie, I like to say, when will college football again? Will your Boston College Eagles at 1-7 go into South Bend and pull off the shocker this weekend?
Bro, I got a better shot of going in there myself and pulling off that shot.
Wow.
I don't think the Eagles have any chance. I actually went to go watch them play in South Bend a couple of years ago, thinking that might be the year they pulled off a shocker, and they lost by like 46. I was out of there in the third quarter, back to the booze bus. So I don't like their odds. I do want to know on a much separate tangent. Maybe the highlight of Dan Campbell's press conference today was when he was reminiscing about some of his great Halloween costumes. And during his playing days, he dressed up as none other than Marilyn Monroe one year at his wife's behest. Holly had her sister in town, and so as part of a trio costume, it was Dan's job to go as Marilyn Monroe. So he put on the dress, he put on the wig, and when he was asked if he was a good sport about it, he said, yeah, alcohol helps. And so I've never seen Marilyn Monroe triple stack beers before, but I think she was on that one.
Birchie, we appreciate as always. Back to the booze bus, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Talk soon.
See you Sunday.
There's our guy, Will Birchfield. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. We talk Wolverines and Spartans straight ahead. You're on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.